I think Jevic is useful because it is an example of what I talk about in this book I recently did, if you just think about it in a really simplistic way. So what you would say is, this case comes to the Supreme Court. There's a lot of cases in the lower court thinking about this topic of structural dismissals. It's a tool that people are starting to use as a way to get plans in place in cases where otherwise it might be hard to pull off. They take the case. They decide, we don't like this because this is unfair to creditors. And the bankruptcy process needs to be very respectful of the rights of creditors. And the Solicitor General is in there telling them that this is what they should do, and they go along with that. So that pattern dominates the Supreme Court's bankruptcy cases. That's what they do a lot. And that's one of the things that's the principal point of this book I just did. What I did, which is a time-consuming enterprise, is I went back and got all of the justices' papers that are available. It's basically for the justices that have died or long ago retired, for all the decisions under the bankruptcy code, and there's papers available for about 20 of them now. And so then I posted them all at this website online. And so this book has like a long, detailed case study of the cases that were close, that were 6-3 or 5-4. And some of those are really famous cases like BFP versus Resolution Trust Corporation, which many of you will be familiar. That case is significant, of course, because Judge Sneed wrote the brilliant opinion for the Court of Appeals, for whom I clerked, and I'm very fond of him. Some of them are more obscure cases that you'd only love if you're really a bankruptcy person, like Ron Pair is a case that most of you don't probably face on a daily basis.